Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. Sean on Fort McMurray Matters. Today, for the first part of our interview, we're going to go to an interview my co-host and I, Steph Seidel, did yesterday, Wednesday, on our morning show. We were talking with Candace, and her brother right now, Michael, or Mikey, is in the hospital in a coma down in Calgary after being attacked. So we'll hop right into that.
Okay, so we just wanted to have a quick chat and maybe hear what happened, hear a little bit about your brother and how we can help, if that's cool.
Okay, so basically, we got a call late Friday, Saturday morning from the police, and we were told at that time that my brother was brutally assaulted here in Calgary with an IC unit on life support, that he was a victim of a series of attacks that took place. I think there was three victims. There was three victims that were involved, and Mikey being the person found in the bus shelter and had the worst injuries.
My goodness.
So he was admitted to the ICU for Hill Center here. He sustained multiple fractures to his skull, a broken jaw, brain bleed, amongst other head injuries, but all injuries pertaining just to his head.
And then is what is his like condition? Like, is he in a coma right now, or do you have those type of updates?
He was put into a coma where they were waking up every 4 hours to check his brain activity, and was responding as far as giving a thumbs up and being able to wiggle his toes, and that's kind of been the consistency throughout the course of his, they take him off sedation, right? Every 4 hours.
Yeah.
And he stayed consistent with his response, right? Like, he's been doing the same thing throughout, which is a really good sign, because a lot of times, or oftentimes, when you sustain a head injury that severe, they don't expect you to, I guess the response is kind of up and down. Sometimes they don't get anything at all as far as brain activity. But this is really good. It's the best that we can expect right now. So yesterday, last evening, I went in to see Mike. I tried to go to the wake-up time, so because he can't hear you talking. And he squeezed my hand last night, which was really big for us, for sure. He recognized my voice, and he was able to have motor function, that's great, right?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
It's progress, even if it's just a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be incredible to get a nice little sign like that. What can you tell everyone about your brother, Michael, just about himself?
Our family's from Fort Mac. We grew up there. Mikey, he's got a huge heart. You know, he's played hockey his whole life, so like, he's got a lot of support. He a lot of friends that he's made in Fort Mac. You know, I'm sure you guys know. I think it's a small town, right? And when you're a local, and there's not very many of us left there, but there are some. And he loves sports. He loves to. He likes to laugh a lot, and he likes to help people. You know, like, in all honesty, Mikey is, he's really giving. He cares a lot about about others. Maybe not as much as he should about himself, but he's genuinely, he's a good guy, generally, on the inside. You know, like, he's got good morals, and he's a tough kid. He's been through a lot, and I know, like, it's not his first battle, but it will definitely be his hardest, should he pull through. He's got, his health and his age on his side. He's got so much life ahead of him. Like, he's just getting started. He turns 34. Tomorrow's his birthday.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. It's so frustrating that this is just such a random attack for no reason.
Man, the emotions are just, like, all over the place. When we first got down here, like, there was a lot of anger, especially when I went in to see him. I was the first one to arrive, and due to my COVID restrictions, obviously, and because the ward, like the ICU unit itself, everybody in there is, not well, so their immunity is down, right? So we cannot have any visitation, which is really hard because sometimes you need a break and need somebody to step in and, take over. You don't want to leave him alone, kind of thing, right? Like, I don't want to leave his side. My mom is down here now, so she was the second one to go in and see him. So they're allowing visitation for mom and sister at this time. So it's tough. I feel we're angry. We want answers, obviously, right? I just don't understand. I don't understand how anybody could brutally assault somebody like that for no reason. I don't understand. And now, they're discussing, working closely with investigations, and the final investigator that's on the case. And they're trying to, they're trying to gather as much information and evidence as they can going forward. And they do have somebody in custody. And at this point, we believe that he is they believe that he's responsible for all three attacks or assaults. But we need the evidence in place there. So it's a bit of a process. It's very frustrating. I don't understand why anybody would do this to him. It's hard. It's heart wrenching. It's really frustrating. I get very angry, and I just I'm all over the place. Everybody, his whole family is devastated.
Completely understandable. We'll just have to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, you can hear how to help out with the family during these tough times.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz, and just the second part of our interview with Candace, who is just chatting about how her brother, Mikey, he's down in the hospital down in Calgary in a coma, born and raised right up here in Fort McMurray. He was the victim of some random attacks that happened just this past week. So we'll hop right back into that. How can anyone listening help out with you and your family right now?
So we've started a campaign, and it's Justice for Mikey. So there's two different things that we have going on. So we have a GoFundMe account for Michael, a GoFundMe campaign for him, which we started just over 24 hours ago. We raised over $6,000 already.
Wow.
And we're really just trying to get that, we're just trying to get it spread as much as we can, get whatever networking we can done. Obviously, the more the better, the road to recovery is a long, it's going to be a long one for him, and it's going to be tough. So we don't suspect that he's going to get out of the hospital anytime over the next year.
Oh my gosh.
We don't really know what like how extensive the damage is, what the effect is, his speech, you know, his motor function, memory, things like that. We'll be evaluated at a later date. But any contributions, we're requesting a lot of prayer at this time. But anything is donations are obviously appreciated. He's going to need all the help he can get. And we just want to speak to also, we'll just not forget the other victims that were involved. There's still a gentleman that's I believe is in the hospital still, but he's expected to survive. It's non-life-threatening injuries that he has, but again, he went through that. There's two other victims there that were involved as well, right? So we're just trying to gain awareness for, awareness of violence, or just bring some kind of light, over this tragedy. In hopes that Mikey's going to make a full recovery and everybody else as well. And then we have something going on as well called the Justice for Mikey campaign, which we're doing locally in Fort McMurray. So we are, I believe there's a bunch of stickers that are being printed for and printed and sold for as far as like vehicle stickers and that sort of thing. I'll have to get more information for you guys on that one, but yeah. Okay. Anything, any help, we're reaching out to the City of Calgary as well for sports, and anything is appreciated.
For sure. Now, can you tell me just a little bit more about Mikey? Does Mikey work in Fort McMurray?
Mikey is, he's a member of the Métis Association, so he works locally in Fort McMurray. He also does roofing, but for the most part, he works all throughout. Like, he does seasonal work. And when he's not doing that, he's either coaching or playing hockey in the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I am so sorry to hear that this happened. I'm angry with you, and I really do wish Mikey a full recovery.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. And we just hope that, the courts and the judicial system are in our favor and later on down the road, when all of this goes to court and so forth, I just hope that there's some sort of justice, and we just really, right now, we're just focused on him getting better, and that's the biggest thing, is it's just putting all our energy into Mike, and then I think the rest will hopefully just take care of itself.
Yeah, thank you again for sharing your story and Mikey's story with us this morning. We'll put it out there for you, and hopefully we can gather like we know Fort McMurray can, and come together here.
Yeah, I find they do at this time. Everybody comes together when stuff like this happens. I mean, Fort Mac's strong, right? It's the battle continues.
Yeah.
But there's a light at the end of the tunnel for sure. Something positive always comes out of something like this, right? And if it means bringing back, families together, and which it has for us, it's great. That's all we could ask for, right?
If you would like to check out the full story on how you can help out Candace, Mikey, and their family during this whole process, you can head on over to our Facebook page or our Mix News page online, and the GoFundMe and other initiatives are posted on there. Just going to take our second break here on Fort McMurray Matters, and we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. Oh. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. Today, very special guest on the line with me, Tony Anderson, Safe Community Wood Buffalo. That's who you work for. And you're the Injury Prevention Coordinator for Road Safety. Did I get that correct?
You did. Nailed it.
Hey, thank you. It's all thanks to you, too. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So from my understanding, it's Teen Driver Safety Week going on right now. What does that all mean?
So Teen Driver Safety Week is an annual campaign. It runs every year the third week of October. So this year we're the 17th to the 23rd. And it's a week to build awareness of teen driver safety issues. And we want to encourage community and youth involvement as part of the solution to some of the safety issues that teens are facing on the road.
And why do you think this is so important to raise awareness for something like this?
Again, we want teens to be part of the solution, but there is, you know, statistically speaking, that teens get in more collisions and crashes, especially when speed is a factor. So this year's theme is speed is no game, but we're also focusing on impaired, distracted, aggressive driving, and especially because, well, cannabis was legalized, and there's been years of campaigns of not to drink and drive, but the campaigns to not use cannabis and drive are newer. So we want to make sure that message is getting out there as well.
Yeah, for sure. And what kind of activities, I guess, are going on to help raise awareness?
So I'm in Holy Trinity and I'm in Father Merck. I'm gonna have tables set up with safety information, and I've got some swag, and the students will have a chance to enter to win some great prizes. So it's on, I'll have the QR code at my table, but it's also all over our website and our social medias. There's a road safety quiz the teens can complete, and when they finish that at the end, they can enter to win some of our prizes.
Very cool. Do you have on hand maybe what maybe some of the prizes are that people can win?
Yeah, we have three prizes this year. So we have a set of AirPods, and then I'm giving away an iPad with an Apple Pencil. And then our grand prize is we are going to pay for somebody to complete driver training with Fort Auto.
Holy.
So they get to go through that course and do the in-car, on-road training as well.
Is this just for teens? Can I enter? Or
I don't know. How old are you?
12. I'm 15. I'm a teen. I can take it.
Well, if you are a teen in the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, you can enter. So it's not just for teens who are in high schools. If they're homeschool students, they're eligible to enter as well.
Yeah, I just really need some AirPods. anything else that is going on throughout the week with you guys?
Yeah, so you can get additional entries for our contest by sharing the Pledge to Drive Safely graphic that's all over our social medias and tag us. And on our website, we also have a learner and new driver agreement. So if you sign that with any trusted adult, doesn't have to be parent or guardian, and then you send us in a picture, then that'll get you an extra entry for our prizes as well.
Hey, there you go. Hey, how about any like parents listening right now? What kind of like maybe advice would you give them going forward with their kids and they're learning how to drive?
The best thing I think is to set a good example when you're driving, not texting and driving. I mean, even if your kid is not a teenager, if they're, you know, 5, 6 years old, they're watching you while you drive. So they're going to copy what you do. They're going to follow your example. So don't text and drive. Don't drive distracted. All that stuff. We want to make sure that they're copying safe driving habits.
For sure. And this contest, is it only for this week only, or does it continue on?
So the contest is closing on the end of day on the 23rd, and then I'll be doing the draws next week.
All right. There we go. Anything else that we didn't touch on, Tony, that we need to address here?
I think we got it all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me today. Very, very insightful and educational. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
And that's all the time we have here for Fort McMurray Matters for today. If you want to catch different parts of the podcast of today, we're going to be posting it online shortly over on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Sean Kreitz. Pleasure to be with you, and we will chat later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.